You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
To No Dumb Idea.
Autism. Hey guys, it's me, Dala. I'm
sorry, I just had to activate my superpower.
yeah. No, I'm just doing my job for autism awareness, and I'm trying to make sure that listeners here are aware. And who am I joined by for this holiday month?
Yeah, it's quite the holiday, honestly. And this is Jim Mater Nate here to celebrate the holiday.
Yeah. Holiday month. I hope you guys are. We did our job. Everyone's aware. Mm-hmm. Autism. That's all we had to do.
That's what I call. Yeah. That's all what right. I call it when I accidentally sneak up on someone because I didn't realize I was walking silently.
Autism awareness.
That's it. That's why you announce nice. Everywhere you go. I'm not in the room now.
Yeah. Don't be that's scared.
Nate. He's autistic.
It's me.
Jim and Nate entering the room.
Yeah. An autistic is entering the room.
Be aware.
Everyone, be very much aware.
yeah, everyone genuflect for me.
Now, it's my month. Without seeing his royal autisticness. This?
Sorry. Gym leader Nate.
Leader of Nates.
That's it.
He has all the autistic Pokemon.
I thought there was a title to Leader of Nates.
Oh my god, it's, newest Nuzlocke idea. Autistic Pokemon what? Only.
Okay.
Ooh.
Before we delve in, actually, what that means, and then picking those.
Yeah, I'm like, what does that mean?
Before all that,
I did see someone post like, here's all the Pokemon that look like they're high, and it's like from part like the cards, and so yeah, it's like fucking Weezy, yeah, it's like all the ones that look like they're just high or smoking.
Venusaur from Pokemon Stadium.
That's not today. Yeah, actually, that's a good one. That's not today's episode. Like I mentioned at top, you know, it's Autism Awareness Month, so I thought, why not, like, look and see different autism portrayals through media, you know? So I did make a slide for my co-host. Autism!
Because they've really been running away with it recently, so.
Yeah.
So you turn to the most autistic people you know, right?
Mm-hmm. I will preface that, like, so we're going to go over a bunch of different things here about, like, you know, good portrayals. Actually, we have a table of contents. Why don't we just go through that? So we have, you know, we're going to talk about what ASD is, Hollywood version, and some of the tropes, such as super autism, Deus Ex autism, and the savant.
Ooh, Deus Ex autism.
Creeps or losers.
Mm-hmm.
And sudden autism, which are some of the, like, four tropes that I've kind of, through my research, like, created slash, like have found in my research.
Yeah, I've got ASD.
We're going to have, like, discussions.
Awesome sex dick.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I also have ASD, but it's an awful sex dick.
Awful to... I have autism sex dick.
Okay, that makes sense.
Actually, yours, Gilding, is just awfully small dick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good. That's a pretty good one.
I forgot. You're my doctor, too, Nate.
Yeah, I had to look at it way too many times. Yeah.
That's what the gym leader part is. MD.
Which, actually, I'm going to need another appointment tomorrow, actually.
All right, anyways. I guess. I mean, come on down. If you insist. Shit. But yeah, so I just thought I would, you know, we would go over kind of some of them. Because, like, honestly, media portrayal of autism is always on point. Always. Always 100% accurate. Always the best. Yes, 100%. Never bad. But yeah, just to kind of start off, you know, autism. It's a neurological and developmental disorder which affects one's communication, social skills, and or behaviors, amongst other things. I don't know if you guys feel free to add wherever you guys want.
I mean,
if there's anything particularly.
Yeah, a good example of this was the other day somebody thought that I was saying something seriously when I made a joke about coming into work and having there be piss on the floor of the bathrooms. And I joked that the prep guys were peeing on the floor on purpose because they hate me. But then I forgot to use inflection or facial expressions, so somebody thought I was serious and went and tried to tell them like oh I was God. Talking shit about
no,
them.
No.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I think I forgot to like make it clear I was joking to that person and I just like said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
That's awesome.
I definitely don't, you know, it could be some of those things, it could be all of those things, you know, sometimes it's all of them all at once, spectrum. You know, it's a spectrum. It's very, very, very wide, you know. I guess you know, growing up, I'd heard about autism, but I feel like research and knowledge has, like, really exploded in the last, like, I don't know, maybe decade.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, every time you would hear that, it's like that would get lumped in with, like someone having Down syndrome. You know what I mean? And
Or like intellectual disability.
Exactly. But then at the same time, intellectual disabilities back then immediately meant bad, wrong, troubled, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they still kind of do.
Well, I never got...
Yeah, not as much, just more.
I never got tested for autism or ADHD when I should have been tested for both because my parents were terrified of me being labeled as, like, different, you know, because of that misunderstanding of these things and thinking that, like, oh, if you have this type of disorder, then obviously, like, you can't do anything well and you're not like, you're not going to be able to get through school
disability
and do things. But and so since I was able to do some things, they were convinced that, oh, you know, he's just lazy and not
there's
trying
nothing wrong with
you. Other things. Yep.
Well, joke's on you, Mom and Dad. There's plenty of wrong with us.
Yep.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
and it's not the autism. That's the one rating.
And it's genetic. Thanks for that.
It's the MTG. No, but I'll say it's funny in my research. There's like, because I've watched a lot of YouTubers, read a lot of articles, try to collect. So, you know, like, I guess the preface, like, for me, at least with this slideshow, a lot of the stuff is stuff that, some of it's that stuff I know from, like, experience, like, as far as, like, media portrayals, and a lot of it though is like I was reading up on like what's the first movie with autism, what's the like comic book, you know, autism, other video game representations, which is a couple. So some of this stuff I haven't experienced. A lot of it though I try to get curated and cross-referenced through different people, because the thing is that's funny is there's a lot of YouTubers that with autism that will often review autism representation in media. So I'd be like, okay, like what would be not a good one. I was gonna say it is a spectrum, so it's like, you know, it's gonna look different. Like there's a lot of different, like, I mean, even like Autism Awareness Month, it's kind of like that's a weird thing to be like, well, like dedicate to a month.
Everything
everyone just has their own like opinion and thoughts on it, and like the pros and cons essentially.
We should put Black History Month, Autism Month, and Women's Month in the same month.
All in one. I think so too. Just kidding. Also, I just to add to the behavioral, some behaviorals that commonly are seen with autism for listeners, you know, it's restrictive interest. So that's kind of being like hella into Sonic or something, trains and not wanting to, like, or having trouble relating to others.
Really nailed the first two examples there.
Trains or Sonic. Great.
Any stereotype. Just like hit that to the stomach, like,
what's funny in my research too, I saw someone on, like, someone on Reddit was like, what's the deal with, like, autism people, like, autistic people loving Sonic the Hedgehog? It's just like, I don't need to go down that, like, rabbit hole.
I think I saw a video of that, too. Yeah, there's a couple autistic videos I've seen.
I will say, like, I know a lot of autistic people. I've worked with some autistic people before, too, so.
Professionally, I would say.
Yeah. I reached out to some to also get some ideas for, like, positive or negative representations. So... restrictive interests, executive functioning difficulties, and overstimulation are just some, and as well as like stimming and other behaviors. But I know what you're thinking. What about Hollywood autism? What's that like? What's the diagnosis
there?
Way
cooler.
Yeah. So, yeah, Hollywood autism is a stereotype representation, obviously, often portrayed by cis white male.
True.
Like, so you often men, like either portrayed or the characters that they focus in on are cis white males, sometimes kids too. I feel like it's a big one.
I didn't think about that's so true.
That's true.
Yeah, I found a couple examples of that don't adhere to that, but it's more common, at least especially early on. Yeah, many times they're played by neurotypical actors or don't represent it well, commonly portrayed as nerdy, annoying, weird, creepy. Sometimes they're like a burden or have unfulfilling lives and like some portrayals. But yeah, so we'll delve into the tropes a little bit more. I mean,
so
is there anything
ready.
You guys want to add?
No, it's This is so right on point.
Yeah, so let's go to the first trope. And like it, so in my research I found like some people would divide it into like multiple tropes. There's one main trope that, or like maybe two tropes that really dominate the media portrayals. And these might be good portrayals, they might be bad, like most times are bad, but there might be some good ones. But you know, I thought I would highlight some first, and then from there we can, if you guys want to add on, or if there's any that you also picked out, we can, I'll let you guys take over.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one we have is super autism. It's trope number one, which is basically just autism as a superpower, either literally or just like in just their like superhuman ability to do a thing. So some examples I gathered.
Yeah, my boy.
Dude. Rain. Yeah, I got your boy in the background. Video listeners or video watchers, you'll see the boy.
Ah, Rainman.
Rain Man from 1988, one of the big popular ones, you know, in that Tom Cruise makes friends with
Dustin Hoffman.
I forget his name, like the actor's name.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. Yes. Dennis
but
Hopper.
I think it's his Dustin Hoffman. It's his who? Dustin Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman is gotcha. Tom Cruise's brother, who is an autistic with savant syndrome. And the whole time, Tom Cruise is like, oh, you're so fucking annoying. You're so fucking annoying. Until it turns out that he could fucking count cards.
Help
count.
Him pull scams. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
which is, he can count well.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, Tom Cruise is like, wow, you know, I really learned something today. Like, autistic people will help your character growth if only if they have monetary value. So that's kind of...
Yeah. When he, like, yeah, oh, he yeah, exploits yeah. him for, you know, like, the counting
I looked
abilities.
It up again just to double-check, too. And a key part of the plot is that he reconnects with Dustin Hoffman specifically because mm-hmm. their father, who is a rich multimillionaire, dies and decides to leave his whole inheritance to Dustin Hoffman. And so Tom Cruise's character basically tries to, like, cozy up to him to try and get some of the money, and that's how he ends up learning about him.
You know, since I know this is an example given, but this is something that I had on my list too. But it seems like there's a lot of back and forth between whether or not it's an accurate portrayal or if it did more harm than good. You know, because I see I mean, honestly, I saw on Reddit like people were saying like, oh, like the portrayal is good, but the whole propping him up as a device to make the fucking cis white male character
main character.
You know, so.
And that's one thing what I saw in this too is like, because it's based on a book, which is based on like
real
the writer wrote, I think, about an actual real, yeah. And so it's like, okay, so this, it exists. I don't know. I'm sure it's exaggerated. I don't know if he counted fucking 248 toothpicks or 246 mm-hmm. toothpicks, like on, like dropping them, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know if that's accurate, but I think that the big thing that I saw as far as like with this, like autism as a superpower thing in general is that it portrays, because it's a very common, this is probably the most common trope, really, like the mm-hmm. savant or super autism, really. And it, in what I've seen, it's like, it skews the portrayal to like, this is what autism is, not like the other stuff, not the stimming or not the, I guess he stims too, probably. And that's like the harm here is that
they're,
it's like
that, like that
they're incapable. They're like, although they are some like super geniuses, like they're still incapable in everyday day-to-day life.
Yeah. And they're losers for it.
It's hard if all of media says that if you have autism, you're supposed to be really, really good at some things.
Exactly.
And then in real life, you're a real person with autism who's not very good at those things.
Nuanced.
And so instead, you're just disabled. It's like, wow, it's almost like most of the time, this is just a hurdle and not something awesome.
Yeah. The next example I've got is Mercury Rising from 1998 film. Bruce Willis teams up with the hacker boy. This is more reading about it.
Bruce won't isn't.
Oh yeah, he won't isn't. That's the boy's name, actually. It's his son's
name. It says Bruce Willis and Bruce won't isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bruce Willis and Bruce and his son Bruce won't isn't. It's essentially the kid. You know, it's one of those. It's very like socially
inept.
Like struggles and yeah, I was gonna say I didn't want to say inept, but basically, yeah, he like struggles socially. You know, gets frustrated easily, but then he's able to hack the government and you know, you give him CIA codes and he's able to figure out like what's going on.
CIC
kind of shit. And it's like it's based on a book,
Commander too. And Cock,
the CIC. Ooh. Nice,
interesting.
It's a boy you're talking about. It's a little boy you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you're talking about Bruce Willis. Yeah, you were saying Bruce Willis is the CIC. Yeah, so that's we also have obviously the
Predator. My favorite one.
Yes.
Oh my god, my
that's also
I hate that this genuinely is my favorite representation of autism. Just because obviously it's so fucking wrong and it's so fucking stupid.
Where autism is the next step in evolution.
So
it's just
we talked about this last episode where Dala and I well, I guess Dala got drunk while we were watching this, and fucking Jesus Christ, one of the worst movies, but also best experiences I've had. Yeah, the predators see autism as like, so in this movie they establish that the predators take DNA from each of their hunts and like upgrade themselves with it, and they at one point they find this boy, I don't care, but they're like, oh, his autism is gonna be the next step in predator evolution, and this fucking kid could read the predator language in like 2 minutes. Like he syncs up with the technology, and he's just like,
yeah, dude, he's a,
I think he's also a hacker kid who's just like, oh, I've managed to make like, break into the mainframe
now, I understand.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Autistic people are good at math and
reading
hacking,
languages that don't exist. You know what, I could also read languages that don't exist. You show me a language like, yeah, like,
oh my god, maybe you're autistic,
like, okay, like, read this, and I'll be like,
people, trust me, this is what it says. Yeah. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, oh yeah,
let
yeah,
me go
sure.
Please, yeah, I really want to see my family. That's not what it says. You know, they zap me with the cattle prod.
Yeah,
you know what, my,
we gotta believe
you
him.
Know what my favorite I wanted to mention too, my favorite super autism portrayal. This one's kind of different. It's kind of different because it's, I genuinely think this was like an actually pretty good job because it's from a TV show called Alphas.
Alphas. Okay.
It's a show about people with superpowers. Like there was, and there is a character who they didn't have superpowers because they were autistic. They just were one of the people who randomly developed superpowers, and they happened to be autistic. And so,
is it a whole team, or is it like just one person that's like?
It's like a person gathers a team from people in society that they like were able to find out, like have been exhibiting traits that show that they're like hiding that they have a superpower, and it's like very X-Men-esque.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, this character, he is autistic, and he has the ability to see waves in the air.
Ah.
So he can see like radio waves, like all the all different types of signals.
Yeah.
And so he like can see them in the air, and then like they do the classic like
so he's like overstimulation,
like Minority Report esque, like, yeah, basically
that's the
like
worst for an autistic character.
It implies that the reason why he's always like looking in a thousand places and constantly distracted and not paying attention is because he's like, he's reading the like hundreds of signals that are all flying through the air at any given time.
Jesus.
And I just thought that was like an interesting interpretation, because like there are actual people with autism who suffer from things that are similar to that, like being able to hear electricity.
Synesthesia
is a there are synesthetic problems that people with autism actually experience, and I thought that was actually like
they actually
one of the few times where it felt like, yeah, they were like, they were, it's weird because like they did it, they turned the autism into a superpower without implying that he has the superpower because he's autistic, and I feel like that was what made it more digestible for me. It was just like coincidence. Yeah,
like coincidental. Yeah. That's fine. I was saying, it's like it reminds me of like Daredevil, where it's like this man that can see extra better, but he's also blind. And it's like this person that can sense sensations, but they don't like sensations because they're autistic. You know, it's like made me think of that
so
a little bit.
Clarify for this trope. Do they these characters socially, are they like, you know, not to say inept, but they are like, they can't do anything else except one thing that they're really good at?
So that one I have for what I call the Deus Ex autism, which is the next trope. Actually, one thing I do want to mention about the Predator before, though, is as funny as like I was making this, I was like, man, I don't really watch too many things with, I don't really watch too many like media portrayals of autism. I think often because I'm just like, yeah, I think just for me, I'm like, oftentimes I'm like, it's either often exploitative, or it's just like I don't want to see a shitty portrayal of autism.
Yeah.
But the Predator is one that I have seen. And I think big part of it, though, is because it's a Predator movie, but also because it's just such a wild, dumb premise of...
That movie's incredibly
Predators good. Are looking for autism.
And I realized, too, that movie has Thomas Jane, and he has Tourette's, but has the fucking titty pussy coke. just perfect representations across the
Eric
board.
Cartman.
Jeez.
Yeah. Titty balls. God, so fucking stupid.
But yeah, I'll move on to the next trope. I mean, if you guys think of any other, feel free, we could sprinkle them in whenever if they don't fit any of these tropes.
Give them the old spring.
But next one we have is the Deus Ex Autism or the Savant. And this is the kind of like characters that are like inept except for one specific thing. So, for example, I have the movie Mimic 1997. Chewie is a character in there who like just kind of like he repeats words. He, you know, he's kind of more of like a not he's not nonverbal, but I don't think he really like says stuff. He like very repetitive, clicking like spoons. But he can like recognize people's shoe size by looking at them. He can like recreate like the clicking sound because Mimic is about like these monster bugs that like look like humans that are like human size. And so he's like he's able like to recognize people's shoe size. And he calls like the one of the bugs. He's like, "Oh, funny feet," or something like that. Like, you know, and he's that's he'll say funny feet over and over, and that's like the kind
technically,
of
technically Rain Man betrayal. Falls into this again too, right?
Yeah, like the savant component where I think I'm looking for more though.
Because he actually like, has savant syndrome in that movie.
Yeah. I think the superpower component for that, what I was thinking, is just like how extreme his like counting of skills or math skills are. It's like it's a little like much, but another character is Q is from Cube 1997 as well. Another horror movie, kind of like Saw, where some people get stuck in a cube and they have to get out, and it's like
Cube is math so based. Weird.
Yeah, the movie's fucked up.
Yeah, it's so it's fucking wild. I do love it though. I will say it's one of those.
That one got me as a kid.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a character, Kazan, in there who just, like, I think he doesn't even speak or he, like, babbles. But then, like, Deus Ex Autism, he's like, I can solve the cube. Like, I know the numbers. I can fucking calculate in math, like, almost up to infinity. And, like,
up to infinity.
Get out or, like.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's notably almost up to infinity. Technically, all of us can do math almost up to infinity, depending on when you draw your line.
That's true.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Where do you put the border?
Once you're like over 100, like it's just eventually it's infinity. Yeah. So like up to that point,
I got there.
You're pretty much there. You know, just keep multiplying that and you're good. Yeah, and then another one way I got was the Good Doctor, the American version. Yeah,
I would say
He's a surgeon.
This one definitely also fits into the social savant. Outcast one.
Yeah.
Because if you watch clips from that show, they beat over the head over and over that he is uncomfortable to be around.
Yeah.
Like the number one story of that show is this person is uncomfortable to be around and sucks. Like that's like, oh are you trans? He's just gonna like dead name you and call you a man to your face.
Wow.
Because that's what autism is.
And then the show will also be like, he was right at the end. You know, it might have been a good thing that he did that.
Yeah, maybe it's good that he has offensive autism. Yeah.
So that's class. Yeah, I feel that's been memed to death. People kind of get that.
And that's another one where people all thought for a while that the actor was autistic, and then it turns out that it's just some dude who said he's like, oh, autistic acting, or I have an acting trainer who specializes in teaching people how to act autistic. Well, and everyone's like,
I feel like people would be stupid for thinking that, because he's also been in a shit ton of movies before he was the Good Doctor. Like,
yeah.
It's Charlie.
Well, it's because
he's just masking.
It's the classic. It's the classic.
It's Charlie. I didn't realize. Damn.
It's just the classic, like Gen X and like high schoolers and stuff. Like seeing somebody in something for the first time and being like, "That's the only thing they've ever been in, and that's the only thing that exists with them in it."
He must actually be autistic.
I mean, I didn't. I didn't know he was. He was an autistic little kid in Charlie the or whichever one that Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, whichever one it is. It's funny, when I was doing my research, I didn't realize that The Good Doctor actually is a remake of I think it's South Korean is the original.
Oh.
And there's also like fucking like Brazil Good Doctor, fucking Afghanistan Good Doctor. You know, there's like one. It's like franchised. And in my research too, it's funny. Is like I feel like it was pretty positive reviews for the original South Korean one. And I think big part of it, though, too, is that it's one season versus, like, for the American one, at least, it's, like, I don't know, I'm assuming, like, 10 seasons by this point.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, there's a thesis for that one season, I'm sure, of, you know, we want to tell this story. This is the character development, you know, and we have 8 episodes or whatever, and then, you know, start to finish, full story. Where, like, American one, it's, like, now if the autistic guy, doctor can't, like, make friends at the, like, mall, and then he has to, like, cut someone open, you know, and, like, now it's even crazier. Surgery.
The Good Doctor is also like, it falls into this group of portrayals that have become more popular where they're like, okay, here is autistic character. Autistic character is really good at thing, so we're going to have him be a professional at thing. But yeah. he's constantly running into walls and hurdles with the fact that he has extremely high needs autism. And it's like, people like constantly point out, like, if like a lot of these issues that the character has in his day-to-day, like when things pop up in the show, would have prevented mm-hmm. him from ever becoming a doctor
in the first place.
Almost all cases.
Yeah.
Like there's like a thousand different things where all of a sudden he like these things like send him screaming and running mm-hmm. from the room. And it's like mm-hmm. in real life, they like people just don't tolerate that.
Especially in the medical, med school, in this magical world
where everyone around him is willing to just overlook all of these things doesn't actually exist. In the real world, people don't overlook it, they demonize you for it.
Then how about we switch the good doctor with Rain Man? We give him the old
what do you mean?
Like, I'll put Rain Man over here, and take the good doctor and throw him over in
get rid of him.
He walks out of surgery so that he can go watch his special TV show.
Mm-hmm. Nice, perfect.
20 minutes of Wapner.
I was gonna say maybe he got through medical school and everything because he's rich from his factory, his chocolate factory that he inherited.
Ooh, there you go. He bought his way.
He paid.
I have two that I want to bring up. One of them I haven't seen. I was talking to my roommates about it. Ben Affleck's The Accountant. Which I guess is getting a sequel.
Yeah, that's...
He is an assassin hitman accountant who is autistic, who's really good with numbers, but I mm-hmm. guess the fact that he's autistic helps him kill, and he's able to calculate, like, it's one of those, like, I'm very meticulous and calculative, kind of, like, this is gonna be what helps me get my kill, or whatever. Very, I don't know. It was very interesting to hear, because I haven't seen it.
I have, but it's been a while.
I've seen clips from it, and it's always really weird and off-putting to see clips from it, because in my brain, Ben Affleck does not read like a smart, meticulous guy in any way, shape, or form. I look at it and I'm just like, no, he reads like a guy you find in a bar in Boston who's screaming about other ethnicities. Like, that's what
I love black like people!
That's what I meant.
Fucking bloke. Yeah, yeah. And like just walks into a room. I love black people.
Get everybody, get him.
You're like, that guy's not autistic?
Well, it would be Boston.
Like, are you sure that guy's not autistic? Actually?
Ben Affleck does not look he could be autistic. He looks like he would 100% say the R slur as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. as soon as possible.
And he would hit the first R, but he would miss that second R.
Yeah.
Nice. I will say, like, I remember when I saw The Accountant, I remember, like, it's like a John Wick rip, like, whatever, you know, but I remember actually kind of liking it because I was like, okay, like, it's like autistic people finally got an action hero,
Ben Affleck,
the one that we need. Ben Affleck. No, and that's funny because there's a scene, though, I will point out, that he's shooting, it's just funny because I saw one of the YouTubers was like reacting to it too, but there's a scene where he's doing sniping practice on like some volleyballs or whatever. And on the volleyball, he drew like smiley face or like faces. And the YouTuber I saw that was watching, he's like, pointed out, he's like, holy shit, those are the ABA smiling faces he drew on there. So he's just like shooting like the ABA. And I'm like, that's so cool, attention to detail. Which,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And for, I guess for listeners, ABA is applied behavioral analysis therapy. It's like a type of therapy that is used, kind of controversial.
Yeah, that's I was gonna bring that up too.
But for kids or teens with autism to try to cure the autism, you know,
get that some autism people see out it of them. As like you're trying to cure them, you're trying to fit them into like a system mm-hmm. that doesn't work for them. So there's a lot of, that's a tough one.
Yeah, there's again pros and cons.
That's why once you said that the faces were ABA, I'm like, oh shit, maybe it didn't work for him, and maybe like that's interesting. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, his is interesting because his dad is the one that basically trains him to become an assassin in a sense. Like he's like,
dad's probably autistic. You have autism. Too. That's fucking where everyone gets it.
Probably. I mean, yeah. Oh yeah, I love those like posts where it's like, my grandma's like, oh, you're not autistic. Or my mom's like, you're not autistic. And then I go to her room and she has a bunch of clown dolls. Like,
she has an entire case
of
clowns. You can't touch my clown doll.
Collects them.
Oh, this is the cabinet of that one thing you're not allowed to touch, look at, or even think about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you get mad that I have a Sonic the Hedgehog cabinet that you're not allowed to touch. Okay, bullshit.
I got the old 1-2 punch. We're going to be dad, probably. Dad, probably autistic. Mom, diagnosed ADHD. And then I got the fuck me sandwich.
Yeah.
So
fuck me, I guess. Yeah. Let me see. Another character I just wanted is in a Marvel Comics. There's a comic called Psi-Force, which it's like from the fucking new universe. So it's like a whatever bullshit, you know, like universe. But there's a character called Johnny Do, who's noted as maybe one of the first comic book portrayals of autism.
Johnny Don't.
There's not. Yeah. More like him and Bruce. Isn't. Was it Bruce Won't? Isn't? Yeah. We'll team up. His shit. His was kind of like, I don't know. He doesn't have too much about him though. It's literally he's a pyrokinetic, unrelated to the autism, but he was captured by Russian, and that he's found, and he's like in autism. like a padded cell. That part is, yeah. They're like, get this autism out of here.
God. Yeah, they called him autism.
He's mute and like,
get this autism out of here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Johnny Autism, get him.
Sorry, I don't mean to interject so much. I'm just so excited.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, you're like, I love Johnny Do, or more like Johnny Don't.
There you go. You're very aware of it.
I walk into a bar.
I love autism. get him
out of here.
Sorry, I've been hanging out with Ben Affleck too much.
One thing I did want to, funny enough, because I did have that second one I wanted to talk about, but it does like slot perfectly in with this one.
Yeah.
Reed Richards. I've seen a lot of people say that, like, Reed Richards is, and maybe that could be brought up again later, but,
it will be. Trust me, it will be.
The autism-coded characters.
Yeah, we'll get into that later, then.
We'll get into that. We'll save that, because I do have a whole section that
I saw a glimpse of this next slide. I'm very excited for it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah!
So we have trope 3, which is the creep or loser. Like, so this is literally as it sounds. I mean, they're seen as a creepy or a man-child or, like, a burden. Like, they live with their mom. Some examples we have include Fred Durst's 2019 masterpiece movie, The Fanatic, where John Travolta is just a creepy, stocky,
he's obsessed with
autistic
movies.
Person.
He's always quoting movies. He's dressing up. He's stalking people. He's
wow. And he's always quoting movies? I can't imagine what that would be like.
It's specifically,
it's funny
just because of his autism, too, I think.
Yeah.
Couldn't
it's
imagine.
And it's funny because this movie is, like... So he's stalking this one specific celebrity, and the celebrity is painted as an asshole, but also John Travolta is painted as an asshole. So you're like, who am I supposed to root for? And in the end, I think they kill each other too. So it's just like,
sounds like you're supposed to hate everybody.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where kinda. It's like, which, yeah, I mean, obviously it's a bad portrayal of autism. It's like, oh, autism makes you a creep. Yeah. It makes you a weirdo because you can't communicate.
You're going to stalk and break into people's houses.
It's another fantastic portrayal right behind the Predator.
Yeah. It's funny, I've seen, like, clips, and it's, like Gibble Dane was saying, he likes movies, so he does, like on Hollywood Boulevard, those people that dress up, like, as, like, Spider-Man or whatever, you know? And so he does that, but he dresses up as, like, a British cop.
Yeah, it's...
And so he's there, and there's, like, people like Spider-Man and Batman in the background, and I'm like, when did he dress up like an actual...
Well, I don't even think we've seen
British
Spider-Man
cop,
or Batman in the background, but I think it's... Yeah. And I think he dresses like a cop, just a standard cop, because it's copyright shit.
No, it's... No, but he literally puts on like a British hat and
he's
like,
oh,
pop
hello, governor.
Pop-a-cork.
He's walking around doing an accent all day.
Yeah.
But
it's so
I think that's
terrible.
Why it's like, why would anyone on Hollywood want to be caught with like a fucking British cop? It's like, we want to go see fucking Bruce Wontizen or Spider-Man or something.
Spooderman. Yeah, or at least like do legally distinct like Batman or some shit, you know?
It's Scatman.
Like, you could do something.
Ooh, that's my favorite. You mean Skibidi Toilet?
Another.
That's enough.
Oh, gosh. That's a dollar in the,
Skibidi
jar.
No, he brought up Scatman. Skibidi Toilet's just Scatman.
You said
head
it twice.
Into a
that's
toilet.
$2.
Is that I didn't know Scatman was a fucking thing.
No, it's talking about shit.
From that specifically, yeah. Anyways, another example we have is the Big Bang Theory, where a lot of the characters are like autism coded, but often like they're like seen as losers living with their mom, and a lot of it is like the joke is that they live with their mom or they're like bazinga, so, you know, they're fucking socially
inept. I looked into that too, and I guess a lot of that is that they're coded that way, and I think this show came out around the time where like same thing, like right before people really started seeing the nuances in autism.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these characters are autistic coded. A lot of them are like kind of assholes to each other. And I think because of that, they don't want to outright be like, these characters are autistic because they're like, they want to have their cake and eat it too by having these characters be coded that way. But then if they came out and said it, it'd be like, oh, well, why are you portraying them as like incapable of fucking whatever, you know? So yeah, that's
it's like, that makes sense.
It's funny because like while their characterizations like fall short in a lot of ways, the one thing I do relate to is like the like being an autistic nerd, friends with autistic nerds, and having everybody involved at different times say things that are like wildly offensive or rude, and then other people just be like, yeah, that's just them. Just like they're so used to it that it's just like completely like just goes by them at that point.
Not like we don't hold each other accountable when, you know, not like we're out here saying things that are, you know,
just like mild, just autistic Steve irritated.
He likes to eat people
he's just a silly cannibal, you know. We're like,
he always shares though. He does share.
He loves black people.
He's like, would you guys like some lady fingers? Would you like some lady fingers? They're actual lady fingers. I like black people.
Steve.
I like this character we're creating. We're making the mascot of autism, actually. For
just wait until the next D&D. The next Dumbgins and Dungeons. Or Dungeons and Dumbgins.
Oh, God.
There you go.
But did you guys have any other creeps or losers that you would like to add before we go to the final trope?
Well, funny enough, you know, with what I said about the, I guess, characters being autistic-coded assholes, but not it being outright said, but fucking everyone from It's Always Sunny, I feel they're all on the different kind of spectrum, or at least like narcissists.
That's
Mac
true.
For sure has autism. Mac definitely has autism. Obsessed with karate.
Really? I was thinking Charlie.
Well, Charlie straight up has like a developmental,
stability.
Yeah,
I see Mac has that the high interest, the like stimming could be the karate as well.
Whereas with I feel like the Reynolds siblings,
it's like narcissists.
Yeah, I think they're just pure narcissists, which sometimes can be, you know, if a lot of people don't know, but like people with autism spectrum disorder can be often misdiagnosed as having extreme narcissism, as sociopathy, and it's like. But because of like the better understanding of the spectrum nowadays, it happens less and less often.
Yeah,
I did have one last creep. So I've talked about how excited I was to see this portrayal because, you know, they talked about how they were gonna have ADHD, autism. They were gonna be non-binary. Just a lot of representation that I wanted to see.
I think I know who this is.
And it was the Flash. It was gonna be the Flash, but IRL creep stuff in movie, he is kind of a creep too, I guess. He's more of like the autistic portrayed as like, I don't get anything. I just don't understand people. What the heck is brunch?
Goofy confused.
Goofy confused, but
the comedic relief. Yeah.
What a big swing and a miss.
What a fucking betrayal. Yeah.
But I think
that movie had a lot going against
That's the thing. So I know a big part of it was it's tough because I was excited for The Flash when they announced all this stuff before the Justice League movie came out. Then when the Justice League movie was being made, Zack Snyder's daughter died and he had to step back. And then that's when Joss Whedon came in and they were just like, oh, make this movie like the Avengers. So they made shitty portrayals of every character. The Flash included, and it sucks that was the audience's first interaction with the Flash, was that he was this like fucking dumb Joss Whedon-y, goofy. Like, oh, I don't know how things work. And then when they made this the Flash movie, obviously that movie had all of its own problems, like, but even the fact that that characterization carried over was dog shit, and obviously the real life fucking Ezra Miller shit was dog shit. But yeah, that's the one that makes me like, oh man, what a big swing and a miss.
Yeah. I mean, it makes, you mentioned it, it's funny. It's like they're trying to build a fucking castle on top of like burned rubble, like from the get go. So it's like, yeah, no, that makes sense. Like with like, just like Man of Steel was kind of like, yeah. And then Batman, Superman, that was like pretty like crappy in my opinion. And then, you know, fucking just keep getting, so it's like, of course it's going to get worse and worse. It's not going to, you know, try to find their lane. But anyways, let's move on to trope four, which is the sudden autism. Nice. This one's so like a little
surprise,
less common. Yeah. This one essentially is just like a character that already exists that's like retconned as autistic. I didn't find too many, so feel free to add as well. But some examples of Power Rangers, Billy Cranston in the movie, the 2017 movie, made to be autistic, which I haven't seen the movie, but I saw people say that they liked that it's like one of the first black representation of someone autistic.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to lie, my own biases, especially at the time. Because that movie's coming up on, like, almost 10 years old, I think. I remember hearing that, like, oh, the Blue Ranger is going to be autistic. And I remember being like, okay, yeah. Because they said that before anything. They're like, oh, he's going to have autism.
First things first.
The Blue Ranger is autism.
Also, we're making a movie.
Yeah, also, we're making Power Rangers. And I remember being like, okay, that's going to be interesting to see how they portray it. Like, looking back on it now, like the character does have autism, but it's not like, it actually is kind of a good portrayal, or at least from what I can remember. It's not like I don't know how that's to what I've heard. This or that, like
they don't overdo it a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. they don't like really deeply stereotype it. I think something, I mean, I still maintain a little bit of fondness for that new Power Rangers movie, and I still wish they hadn't canceled the series, and because I wanted them to make that sequel, because, you know, there were things wrong with it, but like I don't know, I also had a good time watching it, and I liked a lot of concepts that they put into it. I liked making the actual Rangers themselves more outcasts rather than just like normal teens who just have a little bit more attitude than your average teen. It's like, I kind of like that their whole point was that they're all people who deviate from the norm, and that's like why they're made for that, why they're better suited to do something like this. And I thought that was an interesting part of the Blue Rangers like character arc in that movie, was that like most of the characters in that movie see themselves as like broken because they're not normal, and they have to like kind of just accept themselves for who they are, and it doesn't mean that the way they're broken gives them some type of advantage or a superpower or anything like that. It's just like, it's just they have to be them. And I thought that was very nice.
Which I wanted to interject, because I was wondering if, like, because at the same time, the more I was remembering, and I'm like, fuck, does it go back and end up being autism as a superpower a bit? Because I can't really remember. I forgot if he knows how to immediately read, like, or activate Zordon's ship or something that, if he's the first one to do it.
Reading
or if I'm just, like, making that up. Yeah. But I know he's the first one to transform. Hmm. But I do think that's because of what you were saying, Nate, where he's the one that understands himself the most.
I think, that's kind of how they play it up, is that he's the least bogged down by other people's expectations of him. And that's where they kind of get into the autism.
But that's because his world is sunshine, like, and rainbows.
Stereotypes where he more easily ignores the viewpoints of other people who aren't him. Mm-hmm. And so he is able to kind of get over his own self-doubt faster than the other characters. But yeah, I think they walk the line, and they walk the line well, which is another reason why I think it would have been nice to for them to take another shot and give us like
a better version,
with a Goldar that doesn't
teenagers
look like
with
that.
Autism. It's TWA.
One's autistic, one's ADHD. Like, instead of a T-Rex, it's ADHD. The pterodactyl, it's autism. You know, just like the whole DID for
and
one
then
of
the last,
like the
last member is ADHD, but that's because they forgot that they already put ADHD, so they got twice. Two ADHDs. All right, let's move on.
Me too.
God, I was so into Power Rangers as a kid.
I know. Sorry. You talked about it, I think, during the one of the last episodes. You're like, I'm so mad about Power Rangers, and we're like, what? We're not talking about Power Rangers this week.
Yeah, about Power Rangers.
I'm always the. All
right.
Gym Leader Nate pulls out the wallet and like Wolverine meme, like with the Power Rangers movie. Yeah, like, the whole movie's in his wallet.
It's all, like, every representation of Power Rangers ever made.
Yeah, but I want to jump into Mr. Fantastic / Reed Richards. But before I get
let's talk about Power Rangers,
do you guys have anyone else
more
that you know of?
Yeah.
Do you guys have anyone else that's been retconned for to be autistic that you are aware of?
So recently, this got the voice actor into a lot of hot water. But I think Tom Kenny came out and said that SpongeBob was autistic. He did it at like a voice actor panel or something.
I believe they also made like an announcement too.
It
was for autism awareness. Official?
It was like him in the puzzle piece or something.
SpongeBob is autistic.
The slide's officially outdated.
Oops.
Okay.
So yeah, that's, I mean, it's, I feel like...
Wait, so I'm like, he's in hot water because he announced it? Or like...
Yeah, because
I'm just curious, like, what's the... If it's official, I'm like...
What was it? I think it was something where, like, it wasn't said, and until he said it, they were kind of like, oh, now we gotta make it a thing. You know what I mean?
Then we'll double
but
down.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean,
like,
we're...
I think it was, like, an internal understanding of the character that he kind of, like, let slip.
And our news, you know, whatever we talk about, it's not entirely accurate. So, you know, we are...
No, it's our vague remembering.
Yeah.
What I remember from someone telling me,
I think. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. He was on the list of, like, headcanon or, like, autism coded. Yeah. Like, I have a section later. He's literally on there for that because I didn't know about this news. So, oops.
Yeah.
But I wanted to... Jim Leonard, do you have anyone that's suddenly autistic that you would want to bring up before I move on to the...
No, I can't...
Mr. Fantastic.
I can't think of any autistic retcons off the top of my head, to be honest.
No, no worries.
I don't know. I'm trying to look... I'm going to look at all my action figures and see...
who's autistic?
Bumblebee from Transformers. I think they said he's autistic.
He's nice. Not... Yeah, in the most recent movie series, he starts out nonverbal.
Yeah, and then all he...
Yeah, he repeats what he hears on the radio.
All he does is just movie quote things. Quotes. Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, I said that as a joke, but...
I mean, yeah, maybe. We can, autistic coding.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, if not, we can always, like I said, we can come back if there's ever any that come to mind. But I wanted to say Mr. Fantastic, because he also leads me into my next section, which I am excited for. Media's cures for autism. Oh. This is... some media representations I found where they cure autism, and Mr. Reed Richards himself is on this list potentially. So these are media's quote unquote, I'm quoting listeners, you can't see cures. So we first one I want to, you know, so every now and then we get a potential cure to rid us, quote unquote cure of autism. I wanted to show and kind of go over some possible cures that media has come up with. So, first one, actually, is the 1969 film. It's called Change of Habit. It's actually the first film to depict autism, or one of, like, the first.
And the first to cure it.
It's a musical. Wow. Yeah, incredible. All in one. Like, we found an autistic girl, we cured her. But Elvis Presley is, I think it's, like, his last movie. Him and Mary Tyler Moore cure a girl with autism using rage reduction therapy. It's fucking, just, I saw the clip. Yeah, go ahead. You have your hand up?
Mary Tyler Less.
Nice. Divorced Tyler Less.
Well, it's not married.
Yeah.
So it would be divorced Tyler Less. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Divorced Tyler Less. Gotcha.
Tense.
We're glad we got to the bottom of that.
Tense is important.
Yeah. So they solved her with rage therapy. It's fucking... I saw the clip. It's just stupid. It's wild. Next we have... The next film is 1999's film, Molly. The titular character receives brain cell transplants and becomes more verbal and social from the transplant. Though she does regress after a few months, apparently.
Oh, the autism was too strong, I guess.
Yeah, she unfortunately, the cure didn't take.
What is it? She has a brain cell transplant. Okay, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We found the most social man in the world, and we gave you his brain cells and... And now we got you a podcaster, so now you're talking all the time.
Yeah. No dumb idea. So we got you Gym Leader Nate's brain cells. You also really like Pokemon now.
It's just silence.
And so the next one we have is 2003. We have a comic in Aquaman Volume 6, Number 8. If you'd like to take it away, Gildang.
What's this?
You can read it, or if you want
to. God, so this says 2003, but I swear to God, this is like way older. In Aquaman Volume 6, Number 8, it is revealed that Black Manta had autism and was sent to Arkham Asylum as a kid. While fighting Aquaman, the hero uses his magical hand to cure Black Manta of his autism. I thought it was established that he had autism, like, in the 70s. I swear to God, he's been, like, I want to say he's been autistic way longer.
That's what my research showed, but it's not like I could find and track down Aquaman number 8.
So this is a weird. I feel like this is weird because I've seen the like portrayal of it, and he has autism, but it's in mm-hmm. like a way that I've never seen, which is also interesting and why I kind of like it. He's hyper focused on like his autism is his superpower almost, but he's hyper focused mm-hmm. on ruining Aquaman's life, and he doesn't care about anything else. He doesn't care about like
it's a hyper fixation.
Yeah, he misses social cues for sure. His son Black Manta has a son who I believe is Aqualad, and mm-hmm. Aqualad is gay, and there's an issue where they have to work together, I think, and that's a more recent one. I think at one point, because you've seen the Black Aqualad, right? He has blonde hair. And he's got orange.
Yeah, so I thought you were talking about from the 70s and 80s.
No, that's Black Manta's son. There's an issue where they're like swimming together. They have to work together or something. And Aqualad's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm gay. And Black Manta's like gay, straight, sexuality, all that stuff doesn't matter. I don't care about all that stuff. And I don't know if he ends it with like just I just want to kill Aquaman or something, but he's like. So he's like literally like all my hyperfixation is Aquaman, and
God.
At one point, yeah, I at one point Aquaman has fucking he's got that healing water hand or a healing hand made of water.
Yeah, because he loses his hand, yeah, and he gets like a hook hand, and then he replaces it with like a magical healing hand, like water hand.
So he becomes a Avatar Last Airbender waterbender, so he can heal people.
I don't know if he could actually waterbend, but he has a water hand. Like it's a
for like a
it's
while.
Like a I guess made 16 ounces. I guess if he could turn my hand into water and put it in a cup, maybe it'd be I don't know. It's a tiny hand.
Yeah, maybe 32 ounces. I don't know.
Floating.
Oh, it's 24.
But he attempts to cure fucking Black Manta. Black Manta's like, oh my god, you did it. And I think they quote-unquote work together until Black Manta's he does a heel turn and Aquaman's like, I thought I cured your autism.
Yeah.
And Black Manta's like, damn. You fucking idiot, you can't cure autism. I'm autistic as shit. I'm gonna hate you no matter what.
Nice.
He's like, wow. So my autism was wild. I was evil and hated you. Wow, Aquaman.
That was literally how it was like portrayed in the comic because he literally turned good, and so it's like literally like okay, you're fucking so bad. That one was fucking wild. Yeah, and actually leading into, we have a couple more. So 2006, the TV show Eureka. Have you guys seen this or no?
Eureka. I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've heard about Eureka, but I never watched it.
There's apparently a character named Kevin Blake who's autistic, and to solve or to cure his autism, he time travels in the fourth season, which cures him of autism as he's in a new timeline.
Oh, nice!
And I believe, like from what I've read, his mom wanted to like undo it because she liked how he was before or something. But it's like wait, you you time travel to fucking? I don't even understand how that works. Like I would have to see the show for the context, I guess.
Listeners, if you've played Pokemon before. And you've tried to start with the shiny Pokemon, you just keep soft resetting. You soft reset, mm-hmm. you soft reset, you soft reset. Until boom, there you go.
Until you get
so,
it.
So, with that being...
That's fair.
So he would have to have had consciousness back to being a sperm, I guess? So he would have to time travel back to being a sperm, go into the egg, see how he comes out.
You guys don't remember your sperm days?
Well, since we're not autistic, really? I guess. That's probably the problem. That's the superpower of autism, right? You can remember your sperm days. And...
Yeah, I got that super memory. I remember swimming around.
And then the last one I just wanted to bring up is the Reed Richards, as I was mentioning. And this one's interesting to me because he, in 2011/2012, in one of the miniseries, he self-diagnosed himself with autism because he's just so smart. And then immediately began working on a cure. Like, immediately. It's like, I'm autistic. I'm going to fix this. And it's like, first of all, it's like, what the fuck? Like, first of all, you can't self-diagnose. Like, I mean, I don't care if you're the most smartest man in the world. That's so fucking weird. Second of all, like, that would change your personality. You would change as a person wholeheartedly. Like, if you were to figure out how to do that, I don't even know how you would. But it's just such a wild, like, retcon. I don't know if it's actually been used since.
Would that have been Ultimate or Regular Universe?
It was Fantastic Four season one, which I think is regular.
Okay.
I mean, maybe in the Ultimate he also might be, but this specific comic that I saw was like, it's called season one. Yeah, and again, I don't know if that's been a thing that's like come back or not, but it's fucking wild.
God, that's insane.
Yeah, or I guess, I don't know, do you guys have any other characters that you know that have been cured of autism that you'd like to bring up? If not, that's fine. I feel like
there's one, but I'm going to remember after this. Like, someone got hit in the head with a bat, and then they're just like, wow, I'm fucking...
Wow. Not autistic anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I understand facial expressions happy. Now. You happy I got hit with that bat?
It's like, oh, that guy's happy, and it's the guy holding the bat.
Yeah, just beating the shit out of you. Knock it back into him.
Get cured right before you die from the next hit,
like,
hits.
Makes you autistic again. Just like on and off switch.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Anyways, but speaking of, like, let's talk about ASD coded and headcanon characters. So these are characters that, you know, are never, for best or worse, you know, they can be representations of someone that has these types of behaviors or neurotypical conditions. Another thing, though, is, like, sometimes there's, like, this thing I saw is called ambiguous disorder, where it's, like, a character has some, like, Forrest Gump is an example, mm-hmm. where they never outright say what he has, but it's highly presented or, like headcanon that it's autism. But yeah, so for some examples, we have Tails. I don't know, what do you guys think? Do you agree or disagree?
You know, it's funny. Potentially... Well, it's so funny.
Why, when I was looking it up, Tails? He came up.
Earlier you said Sonic, which, yeah, that's a given. Now you say Tails. Before we got into this, I was thinking Knuckles. But then I just realized, yeah, of course, the entire Sonic fucking fandom and everything there is just kind of... Yeah, because I'm like, oh, yeah, Knuckles is on the like, spectrum. Or at least in the movie, he doesn't understand like social cues or, you know, fucking, I don't know. I feel like the entire Sonic-verse.
Cast of, maybe that's why, honestly.
Tails is savantism, autism, Sonic is the ADHD crossover side of can't stop moving, can't stop stimming.
Shadow's like the edgy... Like autistic,
yeah.
Like guns.
Oh yeah, Shadow's the one who's evil because he's autistic.
We had the aforementioned SpongeBob, but unfortunately he's now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's a great picture.
We have.
Oh yeah, true.
Me waking up in the
couple,
morning.
Couple, maybe Gibbledane wants to talk about a couple of
Pearl
Steven
and
Universe
Paradox,
characters
for sure. So Pearl is one of the main protectors of like she's one of the crystal gems from Steven Universe. They're like the main. Main cast, the Goku-esque characters, that girl, or that whole show.
Another character that's coded.
That whole show is just DBZ for queers. I mean that in the best way. Yeah. Or the LGBT. LGBT DBZ.
Ooh, I love it.
And Pearl is
nice.
She's very rigid, she's very controlling, she's a good character, she's a hero, but any change in schedule will drive her nuts. She's like the, almost like manic, everything has to be perfect kind of. Yeah, yeah.
She's very routine oriented.
Peridot, she was the villain turned hero ally. She's my favorite character in the show.
After they cured her autism.
She develops a cure. No, she is the God, I don't want to compare her to Sheldon, but she's like short. She's not really, she used to be fickle, like easily annoyed, but still very like kind, like with a big heart. Misses social cues all the time. Very relatable. I love her. I love Peridot. But yeah, they're both definitely on the same kind of, oh my God, Tina from Bob's Burgers. That's, oh my
Tino's
God,
that's so funny. I didn't think about that. Well, okay. I feel like Bob's Burgers does not count to me because the whole entire point of Bob's Burgers is they make every
that's
character
fair.
Socially inept.
Yeah.
Every single character like is an
like the comedy
portrayal
that, like
of
socializing
with other people.
That's tough.
That's
fair,
like that's just the comedy is nobody understands anyone ever and everyone just goes with their first instinct, which is always ridiculous. And it's just like how they write the show.
And for her, she's just an awkward teen. So they just ramp that up to...
Yeah, she's just supposed to be an awkward teen girl.
That's fair. These are some of the ones I collected from, like, lists of other people's...
No,
like,
Dolly, you're wrong.
Like, headcanon.
No, you're
and, like,
wrong. It's on
I'm
you.
I'm wrong, yeah.
This is on you. Don't deflect.
I am. One I did want to bring up, actually, I didn't put a picture for, but Jim Lee, maybe you can help, is Abbott from Community.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe is coded, right? Is or has it been confirmed that he's autistic?
Abed.
Abed.
Who? Abed, yes.
Is he coded or is he like officially diagnosed? Or like a, what, you know what I mean?
He's a, got diagnosed in 2016. I'm trying to remember if he... Yeah. Oh, so he's canonically okay. Undiagnosed.
So it's like, but like highly.
But they all treat him as if, like, he himself also multiple times will reference the fact that he probably has a developmental disorder. He's literally said those exact words where there's an episode where they are assigned lab partners and all of them get assigned with random classmates and they want to be partners within their friend group. And so they're all explaining to people, to like to their partners, why they don't want to be their partner. And as they go to everybody's reasons, Abed literally just goes, "I probably have an developmental disorder." and then it cuts to Jeff saying the same thing to get out of it and going, "I probably have an
I think disorder. I remember Star Wars, Star Wars, cool. just like that's pretty good. So as someone who's seen that show more than us, would you say that Abed is like accurate or what would you say of that portrayal?
Like, what would you rate him? How would you rate his autism?
There are some times they fluctuate it, and they fluctuate it based off what they need for the story, and that's kind of the point. So it's like there's times where he is just kind of your average person who has autism, and he's just like, "Oh, I just like watching movies and eating buttered noodles." Like, that's a big thing for him, is that he really likes buttered noodles, and it's the only thing he eats for dinner. Like, things like that are a lot closer to, like, I feel like hit a lot closer to the home. But then there's also other episodes where they do basically treat him like he has superpowers. And they'll like throw him something and like literally be like, "Abed, you're a computer. Look at these. Which one of those just is
amplify
what we're supposed to do?" And he's like, just one. Like immediately. Like, that's awesome. That's like so dumb.
Yeah, but there's also an episode where they literally comment on that, where the dean goes, "Abed, you're basically," or he goes, "Abed, your brain's kind of fucked up. Can't you just look at the crime scene and figure out what happened?" And he like goes in and he's like, "I'm seeing developmental disorders portrayed as a story device. Just so many autistic TV detectives. It's overwhelming."
Perfect.
And they just leaves the room.
Nice. I do want to bring him up too, because like when there's apparently a story where when Dan Harmon, the writer, was creating the show, and when he would make Abed the character, he actually recognized, I think, through making him, like, because I think people were like, "Oh, he's autistic," and he was like, "Shit, like, I made him after me."
Autistic, yeah.
And I think that's how he found out he was like diagnosed, or he got diagnosis of autism after that, which like also again at an adult age. Actually, funny enough, that actually happened recently as well with what's her name? Bella Ramsey's from Last of Us.
Yeah,
she recently, like, I guess, received a diagnosis after like one of the crew members. It was like, "Hey,
I think you might
a light man maybe or something." Like, after, and so I guess maybe I haven't seen the show, but maybe I think I forget her name in the Last of Us.
He's like, "Dude, are you tisming right now?
Don't talk to me. I'm autistic."
Like, it turns out he said. It turns out like they spun it in a good way.
No, it's like she was in trailer one day, and the light man showed up with like a psychiatrist and was like, "Hey, I think you need some help."
Yeah. But I was gonna, now that you brought that up, that Abed thing, so that is like another whole, like a whole trope that's used in media, which is the autistic super detectives. And so like people who are especially good at solving crimes kind of fits into that savant like range. It's like a few that like come to mind immediately. Like Spencer from Criminal Minds. You have Temperance
from Bones. From Sherlock.
And
Sherlock. I did see Sherlock was on the lot from of head
Sherlock. Yes. People who are always, who are not, you know, not outright said to like be autistic, but they're given like a standoffishness, a lack of picking up on social cues and things like that.
That's funny. I was talking, that was another one I talked to my roommates about, but we kind of realized like, oh fuck, we're gonna be here forever when it comes to that, because when like daytime television is full of that shit.
Yeah.
The autistic detective, the autistic firefighter, the good doctor, you know, like shit like that.
Yeah, it's like anytime they make a team of anything, they're just like, and one of them's really smart and autistic and doesn't get social cues.
They should make a spinoff of like the good doctor verse, right? Because we wondered like, oh, how did that guy become a doctor? But it should be the good cop. And you see how a character like that would be as a cop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
God. And each week,
through police academy and
each
everything,
week, the sheriff sits down with him. They're like, "Good cop. I don't know if you're fit to be a good cop." And he's just like, "I'm a cop. I'm a cop.
I am a cop. I am a cop."
The twist there is actually he's actually great at it, because in situations where he just like walks up to someone and walks up to a trans woman and is just like, "You're a man."
Oh, the other guy's like, "Oh, you'd be great at man in his place."
I thought you meant great at being a person or something. Okay.
Yeah, he's like great. Yeah, he's great at being a cop. No, he's bad at. They call the show the great cop.
The great cop.
Oh shit.
The
best.
But the great cop.
There's a good doctor.
Okay, next. Let's move on from this dumb idea.
So I just wanted to. Yeah, so the next couple slides are just about representations that we want to highlight or talk about. And first, we'll start off with bad representations.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll kind of go through.
Oh, nice. Okay.
First one we have is 2021's music.
I really wanted Sia's to bring this
music,
up,
where.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to feel free to take over here?
Popcorn about. Reading? Okay, fine. Music 2021. Oh,
no,
too late. Music is portrayed as a burden and a caricature, and anytime she has any kind of stims in her like real life, the characters tend to be like, "Stop doing that," or "What the fuck are you doing?" or like, "You're wrong for stimming."
They restrain her.
Yeah,
too,
they'll like halt, they'll scream at her, they'll treat her like she's like, fucking like just this burden. And then all of her, like, you get viewpoints into her world and her perspective, and the entire world is a musical, colorful, candy, rainbows, and just dancing.
She's presented as, like, a regular person in those worlds. Like, she's able to move and not be stimming and, like, be, like, a typical person.
But also, her physical portrayal as music when she's I guess not in her own world is insane. It's like, oh my god, it's so incredibly offensive. Like, I don't know how it got to this point, you know.
Yeah,
great stuff.
It's I feel like seeing it makes I'm sure people like that have stims feel embarrassed. Like, you know, especially if they're like yelling at her like stop or throwing her to the ground to restrain her.
Have you heard of that one, Nate?
I have not heard of that one. That sounds literally crazy. I was doing a quick Google of it on my phone. That's why I was signing. Oh,
that's her face right there. If you want to
it's,
see,
I'm glad you missed it. Yeah, there's her. That's
just
what she looks like
that
all
emotion,
the time.
Like
for listener, you know, the actress that played music. I don't go after her. Yeah, no. It's Sia herself.
Yeah, go after. Who, we're telling you to go
I
after.
I guess
them.
Like, guess this. Go after Sia. No, because like there was like a interview where she was saying like, yeah, like there was. I think Sia was literally just like. She was crying, the girl that plays music. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I can portray this. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of nervous. Like, I've never done this before. Because like, it's her first, like, big movie, too. And Sia was like, don't worry, I'll protect you.
Right.
Just
do
like,
whatever
not that,
you
it's
want.
Like, don't worry, you're... We trained you. Yeah, it's like more just... It's fine, we'll protect you if things go bad. It's like, no. Give me the fucking...
Make it
accurate. Get someone else to portray. Yeah. It's like, yo.
She's just like, don't worry. It doesn't matter if we get it right.
I also wanted to talk about this one.
Like, that's what... Basically, the Emilia Perez approach.
Yeah, and then the next one we have is Unbreakable Boy, which Gibbleding, feel free to share about. You don't have to read it. You can just share.
I'll read it. I'll read it. So, yeah, Austin, the Unbreakable Boy, the aforementioned Unbreakable Boy, is seen as a burden
It's a shallow,
very character. Shallow, very surface level, like
a development.
Yeah, like it's I exist in movie quotes and just everything that you'd expect from like autistic stereotypes. And at one point, you know, like this is also one of those stories where IRL piece of shit Sean Levy, is it Sean Levy? I think probably Zachary Levy.
Where he plays with little boys. He plays Levy, movies yeah. with little boys. Yeah.
The I'm IRL a boy, but I'm a man shit. Actor. His trilogy of yeah. I'm a boy, but I'm a man. What is it? Shazam 2, Shazam, and Purple then Crayon.
Purple Crayon 2. And then this.
No. Shazam 2 and Purple Crayon. But, so Zachary Levy is, he's also an alcoholic character. I don't know if this is his son or if it's like his stepson or whatever, but,
It's his son.
He's basically, it's another instance of using this autistic character to prop up the main character in order for him to better himself. But basically at one point in the movie, I think this dude gets drunk and forgets to give his medication. His son throws a tantrum, and then the parents are like, oh, our son is fucking nuts. Let's throw him in a mental institution. And it's insane. I think it's, I forget how it ends, if they end up realizing they fucked up or if they just portray it.
I think they take him out.
Or if they portray it like, okay, he did his time, it's all good. And then it's like, oh, all right.
He's good. We're all happy now. Yeah. It's like literally misses medication once, and because of the parents too, and it's like we can't be accountable, like we have to throw them. And I'm sure it ends on a happy note, like haha, perfect dad family, like, but it's just like, what, that's so traumatizing, what the
and
fuck.
It's one of those portrayals of like autism is Candyland and fairies and unicorns and fucking gumdrops and rainbows in my head.
Yeah, and not the reality of the fact that like most of the time autism, like being autistic in the normal world, is terrifying.
The last one I have that I wanted to just kind of highlight or bring up was Love on the Spectrum, the like 2022 like dating show, which is exclusively for people with autism. Like they date each other, you know. And I'm like, the main reason I'm like, this is it's hard to say it's a bad representation because it's actually just people with autism. It's
real people.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing that I'm more of a problem is that it's more exploitative, that it's like, look at these autistic people, like, haha, isn't it funny that they can't like do regular dating? Like, and they're all awkward. So it's like, have to be that component is the part that's,
I feel like it's like, I've watched a bit of this show, cause I was curious, and it's rough because I feel like it really varies from person to person. There are some people in this show who are, you know, very high, like what would be, I know this is not a great term for it, but what would be normally or a lot of times called high functioning. So they're like one of the people in this show, she is she's an ABA therapist for kids with autism as well as having autism. So she knows like kind of both sides of the coin, living with it and working with other people who, you know, who deal with this condition. So she, like, in instances like that, I find it much more interesting where she is an independent adult who like is doing it, whereas then you go to other individuals who still live with their parents and have very low awareness levels of what's happening around them, and it starts to feel worse and worse because it starts to feel like it's like their family who wants to be on TV, and so they just kind of pimped out their autistic son or daughter to exposure on this show.
It's like all the TLC shows.
This is gonna have to turn into an entirely different episode about reality television, because that's just the game. You know what I mean?
That's the problem, like, inherent.
Yeah. And the problem is that like a lot of people on reality TV show, it's like there's just a certain amount of it you can not think about, because a lot of it is people volunteering themselves for it, and you're like, well, it's like, you may have not known what you're getting into, but your lack of understanding of what you are signing up for is I don't have to feel terribly bad about. Whereas like if it's someone who has no understanding of what they're being signed up for, really, and very manipulative, being forced to go through exploitative. These things.
That's, yeah. That'd be a good episode.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, before we move on to the good representations, any that you guys want to throw out that we didn't touch upon already?
I will, touching back on Community, there are times where they kind of do it in a bad, like, granted, again, they don't actually just straight up say that Abed is autistic, but there are times where it's a little much, like I've said before, where they need to, where they, like, just the, kind of play it up the because joke, they want, yeah. they need it for the comedy.
That makes sense,
moment.
I guess, maybe with what Gibbledon was saying earlier, yeah, where it's like, we don't want to say that he's autistic because then we're making fun of it, but if we just, like, hint, like, we can still make those jokes.
They just, hint, he has some kind of, developmental disorder, then it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, there's straight up a moment in the first season of the show where Abed says something very, like, truthful and hurtful to Jeff, where he's like, and Jeff just goes, yeah, well, you have Asperger's, and walks away. <That's perfect>.
Which is an outdated term, like, for high-functioning autism. Yeah.
It's
insane. It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out that's Nazi shit.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, he was I believe he was quite literally like an ex-Nazi researcher who basically tortured autistic people to find out which autistic people could serve as normal functioning members of society. And that's who he labeled as not being autistic and instead having his
superior like, yeah. Bad portrayals aren't only in media, in reality too. But yeah, let's talk about some good. I curated a list of some good ones. Most of them I've not seen. Like I said, I haven't seen too much. So I'm basing this on cross-referencing with other people. But yeah, the first one I did mention was The Accountant, which I mentioned earlier. Again, I like, there's some parts of it that I like. It's problematic at parts, I'm sure, too. But it also shows the stress of the family growing up as well. We also have
they're making a second one, so maybe that one has the chance to and it's been 10 years since the last one
that
so
almost.
Maybe
or has it? Oh yeah 2016
maybe this one will be a little more nuanced.
The next one I heard I actually checked it out after. It's really pretty. It's actually really probably one of the better ones I've seen. It's Loop from 2020. It's a Pixar short. It has a nonverbal character who actually is voiced acted by an ASD woman. And it's actually cool because they apparently, watching some of the videos of the making, they were like, yeah, we even because she was sensitive to, I think, the recording booth. So they actually went to her elsewhere to record. And it's just a good portrayal. It doesn't, it's pretty straightforward. There's it's a girl going on a boat ride with another kid at a camp. And the camp counselor's you're going to go with her. And the guy's the other boy. And it's cool because it doesn't even out her as autistic or anything. And it's kind of he just wants to I just kind of want to understand as well, her experience. The other one that I was recommended is Extraordinary Attorney Wu from 2022, which is kind of, it's funny reading. It's very much Good Doctor, but good. So the main character, she's autistic, and she starts off the show, I guess, by trying to suppress her behaviors, but then was quickly no, actually, I'm just going to be me, and is accepted for it still. And friends, builds friends, and she still faces discrimination, but she just works harder to overcome it or kind of work around it. I guess she has a special interest in whales, which she can use to relate to the law to help her, I guess, not a superpower, but I guess to help her stay focused or
she has,
which that part, I don't know.
Daredevil, she has echolocation, but she can see, and she's a lawyer.
And she, yeah, and she's autistic.
He's lying, Your Honor.
Yeah, he's lying.
Oh, God.
Some other ones I've got. Julia from Sesame Street is a Muppet that was added, who is autistic. Mm-hmm. This one's a manga. It's called With the Light, Raising an Autistic Child.
It's about Light from...
it's essentially...
it's Light's origin story from Death Note.
Oh, okay. I was Light. Yeah, actually, it is. Yeah, little did you know, Light is actually autistic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's apparently, though, about, what it's like to be a single mom raising an autistic kid, and it's apparently pretty good. Another one I saw was Symmetra from Overwatch, which, really, I don't know if there's much, because I know the game's mostly online, so it's but I think more so just to have that representation.
I think they confirmed all the players from Overwatch 2 are also autistic.
Yeah, little did you know, you're autistic. It's like autism test, like while you're playing.
It's just part of the game lore.
Yeah. But do you guys have any others that you would like to, like, you know, highlight, prop up, or that you're, as far as good or like some decent portrayal?
Although problematic, I still I'm blanking on the character's name. I'm actually going to Google that real quick. From Alphas,
yeah. It's a show.
It was a canceled TV show. Gary was the character's name, but. Yeah, it was a TV show that ran on Sci-Fi. I'm trying to remember where it was airing. Yeah, it was very good, but you know, take it with a grain of salt because I think it's very few and far between that we find representations that are fully like well done without drawbacks. You know, I feel like the far majority, they have there's usually something that's a little cringe about it, about how they're doing it. Yeah, I would say that one still, for me, like, you know, I thought was interesting and well done, especially because they gave him an important part in the plot of that show, which I thought was really nice. Unfortunately, the show got canceled on a cliffhanger and it seemed like he was going to be even more important. The show, I'm assuming you guys will watch, a spoiler alert for anybody who is really down to go watch the two seasons of Alpha that exist. But like, somebody like activates, there's somebody they're hunting who has like the ability to like, has like psychic powers basically. And they like activate this effect that basically makes like everybody in the whole city that they're in fall unconscious.
Shit.
So every single person is unconscious on the ground. Except for the autistic character, Gary. He's the only one who it didn't work on. And there's no reason given as to why, because that's the cliffhanger. He's all of a sudden walking around and he's like, hello? And he's like terrified because now everyone's unconscious and he's just alone. It sucks because they were gonna make him a
I'm wondering if there's like a spin-off like comic that continues
I
highly doubt it.
One of those comics that looks like hyper realistic because they want to capture the light, or like the likeness of the actors shit like that, where it's like based off of the sci-fi original Alphas issue one.
Alphas.
And then that gets canceled.
Greg's in it too.
That gets canceled after
the problem is that there were that was the guy who wrote it. I was pretty sure that it was wrote by somebody who's done other notable things.
Oh, yeah.
And it was written by Zach Penn.
Star Trek?
So,
oh, yeah.
He literally did the story
for
the Avengers.
He's done a lot of stuff.
So, like, he's one of the writers for the Avengers. Yeah. X2.
Triple X2?
Last Stand.
Damn. Just kidding.
He did both of those. Yeah, Triple X.
That's
And also The Incredible Hulk.
A lot of MC Eddie stuff Norton. For, like, Marvel. That's
the
cool.
Edward Norton one. What is now technically MCU stuff? Yeah.
So one that I really want to recommend. Well, it's a podcast that I've talked about on the show before, or a podcast host rather. But Rick Glassman, he's someone that I found, I think, towards the end of last year. I think he's hilarious. He's very witty comedian. Who, I think he's like. I think he's in his like he's like 40 or something, but I bring that up because in his early 30s he was diagnosed with autism, and he said that like it changed his entire life and it made him have like such a better understanding of himself, and it was something where he looked back on his life and he was like, oh shit, like moments where I reacted this way someone reacted this way, and you know, it was all because of this, which for me, I was like damn, because once I realized I might be on the spectrum as well, that like I had the exact same kind of process where I'm just like, oh fuck, like did I just not realize these things, like you know.
Man, that is such a startling and like powerful thing when you re-examine your life with that lens. Like for me, like nonverbal shutdowns is a huge thing I suffered from for a long time growing up. and I had no explanation as to why my parents were yelling at me until and then I would shut down and have be unable to talk back to them, and they would just yell at me to talk, and it just made it worse. And it's like, looking back, it's hard sometimes, but it's also sometimes really healing to be able to forgive yourself for those things, and to know that like there were certain things outside of your control. That's something
that like he brings up too, that, you know, it's kind of, you gotta like you gotta accept it, and it's just another piece of you, you know what I mean?
Work with it rather.
Yeah, you roll with it.
Just like kind of help figuring out how how to work with it, or how do you work
and
better.
It's one of those things where I might have said this too before, but like, never did I relate to, I try not to relate to or like see myself, or, you know, with not famous people, but, you know, like the media I consume, like separate yourself from you know,
like the personalities.
But holy shit, like listening to that, even listening to the way that he communicates whenever he has an issue or he has a question, I'm just like, holy shit, I feel like this is like I am listening to myself, if that makes sense. It's weird. I don't like doing that. But he's fantastic. Rick Glassman. He used to...
Good portrayal of autism, you think?
Good portrayal of autism, but I know that I haven't seen it, but he was on like this award-winning show. I think he's got an award for it too. Called As We See It, where it's about three autistic roommates and their dating lives and how they interact with each other. It's also funny because he I think he's 42, but he does look really young because he's like tall and skinny.
When you said that, I was like,
the show, he's like 20 something, but like he fucks with a lot of guests or makes a lot of passing jokes. He's like, yeah, I'm 22.
Oh, you mean in real life he's 42? Yeah. I thought at first you meant the character was he's 42 in real life. Oh
no, he looks like really good.
Yeah,
it's all the autism.
It's that autism, the next step in human evolution that's keeping him young, you know?
I looked at he's 40. He's 40. In July, though, he turns 41. Either way, he looks really damn good. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. That looks cool.
Check out that podcast. Really funny stuff. Also, it's funny. So I was like, I heard the way he communicates and the way he talks. I'm like, oh my God, I love this guy. And then it turns out that he loves goblins, and his logo and his he calls his fans goblins, and I'm just like, oh, Ty, even better. And then he's obsessed with Magic the Gathering, and he's got a bunch of like videos where he's opened up like thousands of dollars worth of shit.
Let's go.
we gotta get our a side podcast going where you guys open packs on mic. Just here
on mic. Yeah, just all, it's it.
Oh shit! I got this one.
ASMR.
But yeah, that's recommendies.
Nice. Yeah, the last part, just real quick. Like, I guess a quick like closing statement thing. This is to media. What's something that you guys want to tell media on how to get like autism portrayals? Like, go make it from autism to autism with an AWE-tism. Like, how should media? Like, I don't know if you guys were to say like a statement or like. How to do it
actually
better.
Get autistic creators, actually get like autistic
I think
insight,
that's the biggest like, autistic actors. I think that's the biggest one is have actual autistic people play autistic characters if you want it to have any semblance of realism.
I
want to
see people with like burnout. Like, fuck, if you're gonna make an autistic superhero, like show me a superhero with burnout. Show me a superhero show me an autistic character that's like, I don't know, just so like not like perfect, but also
nonverbal or something. Like,
nonverbal shutdown is they ignore that aspect of it completely. Mm-hmm. They instead go into this realm of all autistic people when they get overwhelmed start like screaming and crying and running
pissing
out of
and
rooms
shit.
And
they
like
repeat, "I'm a surgeon. I'm a surgeon.
And, yeah,
I'm a surgeon. And, like, I love black people."
Like, which is just. And so I just think A of all, there's a lot more to the spectrum and to people on the spectrum. And I think B of all, keeping the fact that they're on the spectrum decentralized from why they're important to the story.
Yeah.
I think I think that is like seeing the person as a person, and they are characterized by things about them, and one of those things happens to be that they're autistic, is always going to be better than a character who is shoved into a movie for the sole reason of having an autistic person there for a plot device. So yeah,
the MacGuffin, the Deus Ex autism.
Yeah.
So, essentially.
Exactly.
But no. So, all right, media, you heard it here first. But yeah, no, thanks again, listeners, for joining us in our little, I don't know, it's like a more serious.
Was that? Now you're aware.
You heard it here first.
Aware. Yeah. You've learned about autism, and now go out and fight for us. Now,
if you want to, see it firsthand, follow me at Gym Leader.
Yeah, that's all I was gonna say. Listeners, if there's any representations you feel like we missed, please send them to me at dollar.art on Instagram. And what about you, Gilton? Where can they reach you?
Well, you can see my custom action figure painting account at Gibblebang. So there you go. First-hand evidence there. Yeah.
Talk about awareness.
Why don't we give it up to first-hand evidence autism. Right there. Yeah, I guess autism first.
Yeah, yeah. Autism awareness mode.
Shout out to Super Detective.
Shout out to the great cop. Shout out to
SpongeBob.
Shout out to the great cop.
The best cop. The bestest.
Oh my god.
Shout out to being rude on accident. Let's go.
Yeah. Shout out to pissing on the floor because you're mad at Nate.
Junior. Yeah.
That's what
I thought I was saying.
Oh my god.
That's so stupid.
It's funny.
Shout out to trying to cure autism.
Time travel.
Shout out to Autism Speaks as an organization. Fuck those people.
Are they
shout
bad?
Out to
they mostly focus on trying to eradicate autism, which feels wrong.
Oh,
but anyways,
nice. Fun.
Yeah,
fuck them.
Super shout fun. Out to going to a bar in Boston and walking in and yelling, "I love black people."
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck's like, "I agree." Woo!
Oh my god. Shout out to
all right, yeah.
Sorry, that was me going not verbal.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.